This is the Grace Point Church Podcast. In this special bonus episode, you will hear an update from the mission team's mission trip in Morelia, Mexico. In this episode, you will hear the mission team singing along with the people of Berea. Let's listen in.
Aquel Jesús.
As you've heard from the previous three songs, the first one was How Great Thou Art. Our team sang in English, and the people here from Berea sang in Spanish. And then we did a little song, a little clip it there of This Is Amazing Grace. Also, they did it in Spanish, we did it in English, and then they sort of taught us one of their more popular praise and worship songs called Eres Todo Poderoso. And we're going to probably be singing that on the Wednesday night service with them, along with some songs that we're familiar with, and doing them in English and in Spanish. During this trip, we kind of hinted at, we knew we were going to be having some very, very delicious food, and it has been delicious every meal. A lot of the times in the evening, the people from Berea, different members of the church, have been opening up their homes, and we've been coming over into their house and eating a meal prepared by them. Last night, we had gorditas, which is, to describe it, sort of like a tortilla pocket, where they stuffed meats and crema and things inside there. Today we've had barbacoa, which is a beef. It's I guess their version of maybe like a barbecue, but it is beef, and it's in a sauce. And they had some tortillas, which were very delicious. And we've had tacos, we've had beef and bean burritos, which were very delicious as well. And we're just having a great culinary experience here in Morelia. One of the interesting things as we've driven around the city is it is a very, very old city. When we were driving, I asked Brittany if she would ask Zaveda, which is Pastor Juan Ramon's wife, as she was driving us, if this is one of the older cities in Mexico. And she said it is, that actually this city started and was built by the conquistadors that came from Spain. So you can really see that with a lot of the stone architecture. They have a very old aqueduct, which runs through the city, and some very very beautiful cathedrals and buildings and things like that. One of the more interesting things about it, and people from South Carolina can kind of relate, is their roads are very bumpy. There are a lot of potholes, there are a lot of holes, and a lot of speed bumps, and the traffic movement is a lot different than what we're used to in America, and it's very, very interesting. Where we're staying at here is right next door to Berea, is an apartment complex. It's a little 3-bedroom apartment complex in this building. It's very, very nice. Probably a lot nicer than you would think on a mission trip, but we've been very blessed to have the people of Berea really open their arms and welcome us into their homes, and to just really do anything and everything they can. It's been very interesting, because sometimes you might be thinking, oh man, I need this, or something, and you turn around and they have it right there ready to give it to you. It's almost like they can sense that you need it, and they're very, 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 very service oriented. They're very, very kind. And even though there is a bit of a language barrier at times, you can sometimes you can kind of feel what they're probably saying, even if you don't know all the words. Last night at the Mission Church at Vida Nueva, Pastor Ben gave a sermon, which you can listen to on this podcast. And at the very end, he invited Beto to come up and give the invitation in Spanish, and it was I could not follow all of the words with my rudimentary Spanish, but you really felt the powerful invitation that he was given. And we had I believe they said four people who had come to that night who raised their hand and said they wanted to pray and ask Jesus into their hearts. And that was a really cool. Some of these individuals were some that our teams had talked to on the streets. And so that was a really, really, really good thing. We've made a lot of progress. There's a lot of people who are willing to talk to you about things, and some that don't even really know anything about what we're here to talk about. And even though there's a strong Catholic presence here in Mexico, there's a lot of people who are really open and receptive to the gospel. And we've given out some New Testaments and some tracts and some things like that. And we're seeing some movement there, which is really great for this church. It's a mission church. I keep calling it a mission church. It's a mission. It's not a full church, but it's going to be a church. It's going to be one of Berea's satellite sort of churches. And it's Vida Nueva, which in Spanish means new life. And Pastor Luis is sort of heading that up, and they have a lot of resources. There's a lot of people who come out, and they're here to help build this church up. And in a very, very community where you have some really nice looking houses, and you have some really, really houses that are falling apart. And we even encountered yesterday, one of our translators pointed out that when we were going to invite the children to the locals to our service that night, because they had the clowns, which you can kind of hear in Pastor Ben's speech. If you hear some really high-pitched yelling, that's actually the clowns were doing a presentation for the children. But our translator pointed out that there was this little wooden shack, is all I can do to describe it. And she said there was two families living in this little shack that couldn't be more than one bedroom. And there was some children, and as the clowns were doing their voices and walking around, the children were even coming out of the houses and sort of following a little bit just to watch the clowns. And it was a very good experience. The people of Berea, they're starting early. They're trying to reach these children as well as their parents. It's very interesting. If you've never been to Mexico before, like I have, this is not what you were expecting. And it's pretty amazing that even now, I mean, it after this is now day five, so we're kind of in the middle here of our trip. It feels like we've been here for so long, but it's only been a couple days. But it's been a very busy, active couple days, and we've got some really interesting people that we've been working with and meeting, and it's sort of one of those situations where you really just want to scoop them up and take them home with you and let everybody meet them, because they're so they're very interesting and they're very nice people, and they just do anything for you. And they have made this trip to Mexico where, you know, it, even though we're staying in one of the nicer things, I mean, sometimes we're used to some of the things back at home, air conditioning. They have air conditioning here. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And some of the things that we're used to back home, you know, if we're on a mission trip, it's going to be a little bit different. But they have went over and above to try to accommodate us. We were warm the first night when we came into our apartment, and Pastor Juan Ramon went and scooped up three like huge oscillating fans and brought them up here for each room. The other day I asked Enrique, who we stayed with our first night because our apartment was not ready, and he opened his home up to us, and he came up and I asked him how to, they have a gas stove and oven, and we were going to make toast, and we have some like Eggo waffles for breakfast. And so I was going to ask him, how can you turn on the oven? Because I mean, it's a gas oven. And since I'm unfamiliar with it, I didn't want to just start, you know, lighting matches and blow up the building. So I asked Enrique to show me how to do it, and he was very confused at why I was going to need an oven. And I explained we were going to try to make some toast and all. And he said, I'll show you how to light the oven, but he said, I will take care of the toast. And so at first I was like, I'm not really sure what he means by take care of the toast, but he was indicating that he had a toaster in his apartment on the first floor, and he was going to bring it up for us to use. And sure enough, he brought it within about an hour or so. He came back up to visit with us and brought us a toaster so that we can toast bread and eat Eggo waffles for breakfast. So it's just amazing. They just keep begging us to tell us what do we need, and they will go and get it. And you feel really bad sometimes to want to say anything, because you know we're here to serve their community and all. And one of the things is they're just so glad we're here. They're wanting to give to us, and it's a really an amazing thing here. So we're going to give you an overview of where we're headed after today. Is we're going to go to I believe on Wednesday, Miércoles here. Wednesday is Miércoles. We're going to be spending most of our day here at Berea, where we will be participating in their Wednesday night service. But I believe we're going to go and try to invite some people to the Berea Church for the Wednesday night service. And of course, since most of our mission team is part of Grace Point's praise team, we're going to participate as well in doing the music Wednesday night, and some songs there, which will be really, really fun. They're willing to do whatever they need to do to make this possible. And I think it's going to be a very fun experience to get to play with the praise team here at Berea, and get to sort of let our group sing a little bit in English and their group sing in Spanish. And it is really a very cool thing to listen to because of how the languages, they don't clash very much. They really fit together. And I found even with some of the songs like Reckless Love that I actually kind of like it in Spanish. So, but that's where we're headed. Thursday is our day where we're actually going to do some tourism. They're going to show us around and let us do a little shopping, try to find some local souvenirs that maybe we can bring home. And believe we're going to try to go to Europan, which is a little further into Michoacan, which is the state here that Morelia is in. And there's another city, I don't remember the name, that we will also believe be going to. Friday, we're going to go back to the mission at Vida Nueva and continue reaching out to the community there and inviting them to the nightly service, where we'll have a nightly service on Friday night. Then we get around to Saturday is our travel day back home, so we'll have to leave, and they will take us back to Leon in Guanajuato, the state of Guanajuato, where we will go to the Leon airport and board our airplane to Houston. And our Houston layover will not be quite as long as the trip here, which will be nice. And we'll be getting back very, very, very late Saturday night. And we'll be very, very happy to share some of our experiences. We have some video. We have some audio of some of the things to sort of show Grace Point. What we've been doing here, and I tried to encourage Saveda, Pastor Juan Ramon's wife. I said, when are y'all going to bring a team to Grace Point? Because I think Grace Point would really enjoy hearing from the people of Berea. So until then, we'll try to get up another episode if we can. Our service is a little bit slow here. Most of us have run out of our high-speed data, has capped off, so that we've been slowed way down. So if we can get it out, we're going to try to get out updates as much as possible to let you know kind of how and where we're, what we're doing here. And it'll be up on the podcast and mainly on Facebook. So that's it. This is James Hicks signing off from Morelia, Mexico, day 5. Thank you for listening to the Grace Point Church podcast. To find out more information about Grace Point Church, go to our website at www.gracepointsc.org. You can also connect with us on social media through Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Snapchat. You can also check out our YouTube page where you can listen to and watch past sermons from Pastor Ben Hill, as well as you can subscribe to this podcast and get some of those same sermons as well as updates on special events like this mission trip. Thank you for listening.